World Sport from the BBC with me, John Myers. Cricket and India are battling to avoid the follow-on on the fourth day of the final test against England. Lee James has the latest from the Oval.
And the pressure is really on them now. India 228 for 7. We've just seen one of the catches of the series from Ian Bell as India lost their second wicket of the day. Amit Mishra went for a tenacious 43. He pulled Bresnan, but a stunning one-handed catch was taken by Bell behind square on the leg side. It ended a rather useful partnership between Mishra and Rahul Dravid, who really has been displaying a masterclass of how to play in these conditions, cope with the pressure and deal with the spin and turn from Swan. He's unbeaten on 110. He's been joined now by Gautam Gambhir, who we think is still suffering from mild concussion after a fall on Friday. He's yet to get off the mark. India needs 392 to avoid the follow-on. They're 228 for 7.
Now let's look at Sunday's action in the English Premier League, and after coming off the bench to score two goals in his debut for Manchester City on Monday, the Argentine striker Sergio Aguero is set to make his first start for the club in the away match at Bolton. Bosnian teammate Edin Dzeko says it's a joy to play alongside Aguero.
It's amazing for a new player to come last 30 minutes and to score two goals. I think I'm very happy because of him, and I'm very happy because we got the player like him, because he can only help us in the future.
And he's
even not 100% fit.
And as a striker, to play alongside him and to have David Silva just behind you and Adam Johnson, it must be a dream, is it?
Yeah, of course it is. But in every next game, I think we can be only better and better.
Second half commentary on that match in Sunday Sports World with Richard Connolly, which is on air at 15 hours GMT. Elsewhere, newly promoted Norwich are at home to Stoke, and after 25 minutes it remains goalless. Tennis now. The world number one, Novak Djokovic, is aiming to win an unprecedented 6 out of 6 in Masters Series titles this year when he takes on Britain's Andy Murray in the final of the Cincinnati Open later on Sunday. In a moment we'll hear from Murray, but first Djokovic, who knows his opponent will be full of confidence.
This is a surface that he plays well on, I think. We played here finals, two tough sets. He has won that, so he knows how what it takes to win a big match, a big tournament. So he's no favorite tomorrow.
Perfect match for me before the US Open. You know, see, you know, where my game's at, things I need to improve on, things that are going well, and yeah, like I said, perfect test to get myself ready for New York.
Now in the women's final, the former world number one Maria Sharapova will meet Serbia's Jelena Jankovic. Sharapova came from a set down to beat fellow Russian Vera Zvonareva in three sets. That's the latest.